Darth Richards will review the latest Star Wars movie, which had its traditional Monday night premiere. Dean actually saw it yesterday. We'll get to that. But, Mary, why don't you update the traffic first? I'm on pins and needles about this. I am such a Star Wars fan. 3RCPO and...
C-3PO.
Exactly. Princess Leia.
No, General Leia now. This is going to be so cool. I can't wait to hear your review.
Hank Solo.
We're excited about it.
This is great.
Hank Solo is one of my favorites.
Han Solo and Luke Skywalker.
Chad Bacca.
Is Spock in this
Chewbacca.
One?
You guys, stop it.
Captain Kirk kicked butt in Revenge of the Jedi.
It's getting great.
This is going to be awesome. I love Star Wars.
You better get a good review from Dean. We're rocking.
You're going to watch. Why are you a Star Wars fan?
My kids are. I don't know. And they grew up Star Wars. I grew up with Star Wars. It's just, I just bought my son one of those droid things that flies around for his birthday in his house. It's made of rubber. It's not going to
be. A drone?
It's like a, it's the, what's it called, Andrea? The, what's, not the enforcer.
The flying around the house
drone?
Thing?
The thing that they travel in Star Wars.
Oh, the Millennium Falcon?
Yes, the Falcon.
And then the Enterprise comes in.
It's made of rubber, and it's remote control, and he was flying it all around the house, hugging the dogs.
See, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really good. And then remember the old Pan Am Airlines plane that flew in the first one? That was cool.
You keep making fun.
Stop. You would love that toy.
Totally cool. It's I-816. Mary's here with your traffic trouble spots, and we'll do the Star Wars thing.
Accident inbound Ryan has been cleared at 35th. It's about 26 in from 95th. I-94 in Indiana, an accident westbound near US 20. That one's still there. And inbound Kennedy in hour 10 from O'Hare. Hour 10 on the inbound Eisenhower, 52 outbound, 42 coming in on the Stevenson with some heavy delays on 55. Traffic sponsored by Accountemps. Do you need temporary accounting and finance expertise? Call Accountemps. They can provide accounting and finance professionals when and where you need them. Visit Accountemps.com to learn more. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Oh, my God, I can't hear this enough. So great. Is this Kenny G?
How come you're not so psyched about this?
I couldn't care less about Star Wars.
But this is the biggest, arguably, the biggest movie of the year.
If the Star Wars plot were to send Ted Cruz and Donald Trump to a planet far, far away, I'd be totally behind it.
Galaxy far, far away.
In the Millennium Falcon. Bye-bye.
The Millennium Falcon. Now, I had an AMC Pacer. Is that like the Millennium Falcon?
No, but okay, I'll give you $5 if you tell me who flew the Millennium Falcon. Whose ship was that?
Who flew? Please. You act like I don't know anything. I'll tell you who flew the Millennium Falcon. The Millennium Falcon was obviously flown on a licensing basis originally by American Airlines until they merged with Continental.
No. Han Solo. That's his ship. He and Chewbacca.
Hank? Was Han Solo Swedish?
I don't know what his background was, but Chewbacca was Wookiee.
Isn't Han... What?
He was a Wookiee.
Is that something you can get fixed at an urgent care?
He's Wookiean.
Dean Richards joins us now.
What do you guys make
Dean,
fun?
You're into this stuff, huh?
You're making my ears bleed.
Thank you, Dean.
I can't be
friends with you anymore. It's been nice knowing you. Had a lot of fun.
It's over.
You were a great friend. I'm done with you.
I'll tell you a touching.
Dropping you like a microphone at the end of my concert.
I'm with you, baby.
I'll tell you a heartwarming story. My nephew, Abraham, is now, I think, about 37. Took him to see, he's a big Star Wars kid, right? Late 70s? Early 80s, took him to see the Star Wars movie, and Maureen is his aunt, and Maureen I think she may have been picking him up and carrying him because he's a little kid. And we get to the front of the line, and they go, oh, three people, we've only got two tickets left. And he turns to me, and he goes, bye, Uncle Steve.
So now we understand your bitterness with this whole thing a little bit.
I missed the whole thing. Do you know the original three and then the sequels, what were those titles?
I'd have to look that up.
Star Wars 4, 5, and 6.
A new day? Wasn't that the...
Revenge of the Sith was
what became
one.
The,
I think that was a Celine Dion album.
Empire Strikes Back was the second movie released.
Well, one of the three. One of the three sequels was actually registered as the loudest movie ever made. It was a Dolby thing where they tested it. The loudest movie. I fell asleep during
it. Was the one with the cyclones.
I fell asleep during the movie.
Return of the Jedi. Empire Strikes... isn't it A New Hope? It was the original one, which is actually number four. Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Those are the original three in the way they were released.
I don't know. I have no idea. No idea. I have no idea. No, I don't care that much either. All right, so you saw it yesterday, and what type of crowd was there? Were they dressed up?
Critics. No, it's all. It was just all critics.
So it really was a lockdown
really,
thing.
Really more bizarrely dressed than any fans would be, really, if you've ever seen the critics. You know, you don't come out of your mom's basements that often. It's all pasty white.
Was Roper there, and was he sober?
Screening movie? I am. I want some cheese sticks.
I like the idea that Roper was there, but he wouldn't let Roe in. Like, Roe's locked out. All right, what did you think?
They had super, super tight security. So, I mean, really, there were no bringing guests to this. This was about as business as they come. Usually you can bring a guest if you want to. You know, you could find room for somebody. This one, if you were not working press, you were not at this particular screening. And I left this movie ear to ear grin. So thrilled, so delighted,
so it is good.
Exhilarated. I gave it an A+. I'll start off with
an
A+.
What have you given an A+ this year?
I love this movie. I think I've given out a few this year, but I've been drunk so many times this year, so that may account for some of my
an A+. That's a big deal
with anus. Here's what we got. This, and I promise you, this is going to be. I'm not going to give away any spoilers.
Feel free. Spoil it up.
No, don't.
I don't think I've ever taken so much time to write a review as I did this review yesterday, because I wanted to be so careful to make sure I didn't give away anything. And believe me, Andrea, there are some jaw-dropping moments in this thing where you're going to go, what the, what?
Like when you find out that Luke Skywalker's father's Darth Vader. Huh? You act like I don't know what I'm talking
wow.
about.
Uh-huh. Wookiee. Wow.
No way, Dean. Okay, good. Thank
Steve
you.
Is up on pop culture circa 1977.
This is great.
Hey, also, this is a guy, John Travolta, in this dancing movie.
Yeah,
I hear
it's pretty good.
Pretty big star.
Good. So what does Travolta do in this movie?
Adel Dazeem.
All right, so no spoilers, promise you this, but I'm going to tell you this much, that J.J. Abrams, the director of this film, has completely, geniusly taken a great original story for this film and melded it with such honor and homage to the original three movies, in particular the first movie. It blends the two together. Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, all featured in it. Chewbacca, R2-D2, C-3PO. And I think what made this so fun and so exciting was that J.J. Abrams didn't forget why we love the original Star Wars movie so much, because they're so filled with action and imagination and adventure. There's the sci-fi fantasy aspect of it. There is the universal struggle between good and evil.
There's Princess Leia's bikini.
They're not in the bikini anymore, although you will be, that you, when you see Princess Leia's, General Leia, as Andrea correctly points out, now General Leia's hair in this movie, you're going to get a little smile on your face when you see that.
Well, no, I don't want to see Carrie Fisher in a bikini. I'm just saying it's a tribute to the old days.
From the old days. Exactly. Right. But overriding all of this, just a really good old-fashioned, simple, thrilling, old-fashioned movie fun. You laugh during this movie. You get emotional. You get attached to some of the new characters. I was delighted that the veteran actors from this film, you know, sometimes when they'll throw a cameo in from somebody who used to be in, you know, part of the franchise, and they don't really add anything to the film. This movie is quite different. All of these characters are integral to the plot, and they bring it. It's not like people who have seen better years, but they threw them a bone and, you know, put them in the movie because they were in the originals. They are good. But even better are these new actors in this movie. A young actress named Daisy Ridley is kind of one of the main characters in the film right now. An English actor named John Boyega is awesome. Oscar Isaac, who's been in a number of films, he's one of the pilots and is great. Really strong, really charismatic characters. They are fighting the evil First Order. That's what's left of the Republic, the First Order now, wants to kill and destroy everything.
And since Ted Cruz actually won the White House and everything went to hell.
That's right. I thought I saw Donald Trump under one of the masks.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But this, at the head of it all, is the evil, you know, sort of the Darth Vader-like character in this movie named Kylo Ren, and he's played by the actor Adam Driver, who you may know from the series Girls. All these young actors are so great. And, you know, the plot line, and this is a very general, this is not giving anything away, it's good versus evil. It's a search for the same thing in this movie, but for very, very different reasons. I think it was worth the wait. I think it was worth all the hype. I went in a little skeptical, you know, trying to find something to disappoint me with this film, and I got to say, I did not find anything. I loved every minute of this movie.
Let me go around the room for all the Star Wars fans, and everybody gets a shot. Andrea.
All right, Dean, I think you might have answered this, but surprise appearances that we haven't heard about, you know, I know you've seen it, but surprise appearances, no spoilers, by either characters or actors who were going to go, oh.
I think what I had with this film, I had anticipations in my mind of which Star Wars originals. I mean, we knew Harrison Ford was going to be there, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill,
right,
because they've been doing all the red carpets, and they've been on all the comic book panels and all that. So I knew that they were going to be there, but I wondered which other characters, you know, things from the other movies were going to be there. And part of the fun was this of this was letting it kind of roll out at me. You know, some of the people I thought might be there or appear in visions or, you know, things like that. You know, some were there, some were not there.
Okay.
So I'm not going to tell you, you know, some of those things.
Okay.
But you won't be disappointed. You will definitely not be disappointed. I mean, there are a couple of moments where things happen on the screen, characters come up on the screen, and you go,
I'm doing it now.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
And Darth Vader's an Uber driver now?
They've updated that. I don't remember Carrot Top. Was Carrot Top in the original movie?
All right, let me ask you a stupid question, because the rest of this I've really contributed a lot to.
Because otherwise this has been inside the actor's studio?
Totally. Darth Vader's dead?
Darth Vader died in, was it the second movie?
Boy, I feel badly I didn't send anything.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that happened. That's not a spoiler. That was 20 years ago.
All right, so the new bad guy in this movie is what?
Kylo Ren.
Is Kylo Ren related to Darth Vader?
Well, that's one of the things that you may or may not know.
I know Steve does, but do we have to go back and refresh our memories on any of the other movies? Before we go?
Well, here's the thing, because
if anybody has any questions before they go, just call me.
I'm surprised at the amount of people who have never seen any of the Star Wars movie. I run into people all the time who haven't seen any of them, and they maybe won't even be interested in this, but you can go see this movie if you haven't seen the other ones. It'll still make sense. And one of the things that I really love about this filmmaking, a film has to stand on its own, and this one very much does. But if you know the other movies, you'll get so much more appreciation. You'll have a much deeper emotional connection to this film if you do. I don't think that you need to go back and watch. I don't think there's anything here that, like, you had to have remembered some, you know, really minute little detail from some other movie to get anything that happens in The Force Awakens.
All right. Now, this is a serious question. One of my favorite scenes in any movies is the Star Wars bar.
Oh, yeah, the cantina.
The music's awesome.
Yeah, and the complete freaks in the bar, because it was just a very funny scene. Mm-hmm. Is there any reference to that in this movie?
There is homage to it, yes.
Okay, cool.
Oh. There you go, Steve.
It called the homage?
It's called the homage bar and grill.
Be a little obvious, I guess.
The homage bar and grill.
All right, we took a lot of time with this, so we have time for the other stories. But, yeah,
there's nothing that big going on else.
A-plus.
Today.
A-plus.
Really, such a good movie. Now, it officially opens, the official opening date is Friday, but they're going to, theaters will start showing it on Thursday night. Almost all the Thursday screenings are completely sold out. But if you can find a ticket, good for you. So it'll start Thursday night. And, you know, I think you'll be completely delighted. Steve, I can't wait because tomorrow night, Thursday night, I'm going to be live on WGN TV News in the evening and at night, you know, 4, 5, and 9 o'clock
sure.
with the dressed-up fans. And you know how much I love that.
Oh, you love it.
So I'm going to do that Thursday night and also Friday morning I'll be out with the fans. As well. So
well, then you'll call us and let us know how it's going.
Yeah, I will. We'll do our segment from. I don't know at which theater I will be yet, but I'll be pretty much up to here, and I'm holding my fingers right below my nose. Mm-hmm. I'll be up to here with Star Wars by Friday morning.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Have a good day.